they started a little bit brighter than us first 15 minutes, but, you know, if I'm honest, I think there was one team thoroughly deserved to win. I mean, their goalkeepers made, what, two or three one-on-one saves. We've had Welps try and head a ball from a yard off the floor that he could have tapped in. If you look at the game as a whole, their goals are shot from outside the box. Other than that, they've had a bit of pressure and a little bit of possession. I mean, the possession stats are even. We're meant to be the long ball team, apparently. Possession stats are even. And the chances we created were far better than theirs. And like I say, I was gutted not to come in 3-1 up at halftime. And we should have really gone and won that game 3-4.
At 1-0, how important was it to get that goal quickly, just so that the doubts didn't creep into the mind?
We've done a lot of work this week, and I felt confident in the boys. They've trained really well, so, you know, we looked at a few things that we weren't getting right in our game, and we've tried to address them, and the boys have all taken it on board. And today, the balance that they got in their performance was spot on. So, you know, it's always nice to score a goal reasonably early after the opposition have scored. But I think from that moment on, after the first 15 minutes when we were a little bit deep, I thought we were a better team and we had miles better chances.
You seem to play Tom a little bit more differently this afternoon. Rather than playing it at him, it was into him.
Yeah, he was a massive handful as well. We tried to mix our game up, you know, and like I say, people always make comments in the press about long ball, Wimbledon, etc. You look at the stats, we've had all the chances. The possession stats have been fairly even. We've played some lovely patterns at time that we've worked on. And, you know, at the end of the game, the quality that we played in that final third was good. And like I say, their goalie stopped them getting a battering today.
There's a balance to be made at the moment, isn't there, between the league and the cup? Because obviously we've got these big cup ties, possibly Leeds coming up. Clearly, you're showing the commitment to the league programme as well as the cup.
They're all important. We haven't got a big enough squad or you know, we're not rich enough to play with it. We've got to go wholeheartedly into the league. That was our most important game of the season. Now our most important game of the season, Sutton. And after that, it will be Chesterfield. So we've thrown ourselves into everything. We've got a schedule, including today, in 2 months. We've got 16 games, which is a game every 4 days on average. So, you know, we're trying to bring a player in just to freshen it up. But at the moment, these boys have got to get all their illnesses, all their injuries, put them aside and go out there for the cause. And they started well today.
It's important, I guess, not to let the FA Cup be a distraction, isn't it?
The FA Cup will never be a distraction. The FA Cup is something that brings massive excitement to your season, and you know, Sutton will be the same as us. They'll be looking, going, what a tie if they can have Leeds and live on telly, and we're no different to that. We're desperate to get in the fourth round for the first time, and then we're desperate to give Leeds a good game if we can get there, and we'll certainly give it our best Tuesday.
How different do you think the game on Tuesday will be from last Saturday?
I hope fairly different, because conditions are different, but you know, let's not make no mistake, Sutton aren't just a plastic pitch team. Although their away form's not been great in the league, they've got threats in different areas on the pitch, and we're going to have to master it. And you know full well they're going to come on Tuesday and they're going to play the best game of their season. You know it. You know that's going to happen.
You mentioned that you were looking at players. When might we expect some, and what position are you looking at?
We're looking to strengthen in midfield. When might we expect some? Never, potentially. We're working really hard. But I've said it before, with our finances, we desperately try to bring a player in that comes in and people go, wow, what a good job he's done, what a good player. It's very, very difficult to do that in January. Last season, we struggled a bit in January, and we got Darius in after January. We can't do that this season, so we've got a couple more weeks. And if we can't, then people like, you know, your Alfies and your Tom Beers, we're going to have to step up and drive us forward.
And I guess it's at that point, when you put 3 points on the board today, amidst all the excitement of the FA Cup, that you just keep ticking things over is very important.
Yeah, like I say, we've sort of periodised this 16-game, two-month run, and hopefully there'll be 17 games if we do really, really well and in the cup. But 14 of them are in the league, and we've sort of set ourselves a little points target. And if we can get to the end of all of that, come what March, you know, hopefully a nice FA Cup run and safe in League One. And that's got to be, both of them have got to be our aim.